Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Yo, yo, yo!
Yo, what's going on?
Yes.
Mom's House to Your Mum's House, the graffiti podcast.
Yes, man.
By the BBC. We got my friend, B-U-D to the S, Buds, is in the house. A long time certified Don, heavyweight MC, heavyweight artist, very talented, and super, super, super man.
Yes, man. Long term brethren. Richmond original.
Should have said for the Arms House people, them an original graph writer, original writer from back in the day. It's very, very good to have you here, bruv.
Salute, old Budsy, man.
Yes, lads.
Yeah,
thanks for joining
Happy to
us.
Be here.
Yeah, we came in on that garage tune just because we went to Garage Bingo last Friday, Buds. Me and team went to a thing called Garage Bingo with DJ Lazy Bones down at the Star by Liverpool Street. I just wanted to big him up because he looked after us that night, man. So I wanted to say safe, man. I got very, very drunk. It's the tequila
smashed, bruv.
Margaritas, man. You got me on.
Here in my voice, here I am.
Steve, you know what I found in my fucking jacket pocket this morning? I found this net beard thing.
Oh, yeah.
From when we went to...
From KFC.
KFC. I got jealous of the guy's net beard, so I took the neck beard off him. Anyway, sorry. It was a bit stupid.
No, we walked in and you said to his face, he came up to you. We didn't know he worked there. He wasn't like wearing like a KFC thing.
Yeah.
He was, but it was like a world, some different thing.
Undercover.
He came over and he said, you could do this, you could do that. And you just said to him, why are you wearing that, bruv? He goes, oh, it's for my beard, it's for my beard. And you go, you ain't got no beard, bruv. You got like a little beard, like a little bit of bum fluff on the side.
Bum fluff, yeah.
Literally a little bum fluff.
But Maddie was gunning him because he was licked. Maddie was like proper licked off at this point. He's like on the way home KFC. And just gunning him, bruv. And then you're like, get me one. I want to wear one. And he went and got you one. He was like well intimidated. He was this tiny little lad.
I was joking, man. He could tell.
No, man. You've been laying into me about his Johnny No Beard.
Yeah. They're probably used to it,
though. Maddie's normally a nice, you know, he's a nice guy.
Yeah. I am a nice guy.
And he's peace and love.
Yeah.
Buds, we go to Liverpool. You're exactly right. Yeah. This is him when he's pissed. We go to back Liverpool Street Station. We get into the underground bit. It's like a fucking massive semicircle, as you know, there's barriers and there's like a couple of shops in that. There's always feds in there. And I don't know what we're doing. We're getting our shit. And Amber's going, yeah, I'm going to get a reach. Watch, I'm going to get a reach on here. Yeah. And he's like pointing to this wall, like in the underground station. I'm like, no.
I was joking.
He goes, I don't care if I get nicked for you. I don't care, bruv. If I get nicked, I don't care. What are they going to do? And I was thinking, hey, don't get this reach, bruv. You were licked, bruv.
I was very drunk. I get very boisterous, a bit obnoxious when I get drunk. So apologies, theme. You had to witness that. But, you know, shit happens sometimes. Are you a good drinker, Buds? You all right?
I'm pretty good, actually. Yeah, I mean,
What's your beverage of choice?
He's on a beer now, then. What?
Yeah, I'm having a beer. I've got a Guinness.
Top boy.
So, man. Yeah, so, but I'm cutting down on all substances nowadays.
You see that tune he played at the beginning, yeah? And I was saying only the rude girls, like the proper hardcore rude girls, used to bang out this.
The girls who had the hair stuck on their head. Remember
Do you remember Pauline from college? Do you remember Pauline with the black beauty tattoo on her arm and that? Bruv, she was.
And that's like the curl. Down curls. What do you call it?
Yeah. She was a rude girl. Them sort of people, they loved that tune, bruv.
She'd give you a slap.
They loved it.
Yeah.
So, Arms House to Your Mum's House, Mother Lovers. We've often mentioned like Richmond College quite a few times. It's pretty infamous in this shit. And it's because writers, and I mean untold amounts of writers for a series of years, went to this college. And we were there in like what, 2000 and 2001.
Yeah, around about that.
No, it started 97. So we would have left 99. Oh. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's right, because I think we left 99.
Oh, yeah, after GCSE, yeah, of course. It would have been, yeah, A-levels, and then I stayed on. I did Art Foundation there for a year. Then I went to Kingston University, but it was based in Richmond College, my class. It was in Kingston University, but it was based in... So I was there for another 3 years after A-levels, man. I was there for time.
What course did we do? We did advanced GMVQ art or something, no?
GMVQ, yeah. Generally not very qualified.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, is
there? There's a similar.
I think I did a HND. Is that the same thing? I don't even know what HND.
No, that would be after.
That was the one. That was the foundation. Okay,
remember Zil? Zil went there, and he was on the 1 year course.
Mm.
And our course was 2 years.
And then you got to top it up or something. Yeah.
Man, it was mad times in Richmond College, man. Fucking hell. Like, what have we mentioned before on the pod? Otis Spunkmeyer, Glades, when you would sit in Glades and just blaze and just get, and allow your classes in the afternoon always, man. You get into Glades, you just blaze that spunk.
Go to Glades.
On the white dreadlock.
Security guards. And then the guy you just mentioned earlier off air, and me and you, Buds, we would just get a draw and just blaze it the whole time.
Yeah,
it was ridiculous. And the MC Torbjörn, the security guard, used to come around. We called him MC because he used to chat so much shit, like lean over.
He took his job so fucking seriously. All the other security guards didn't give a flying fuck, man. But Redbeard, I used to call him Redbeard. You call him Torbjörn.
He was Linky Tall.
He just took it so fucking seriously. Everyone's just like, for fuck's sakes, man.
Do you remember sitting there, bruv? Actually thinking about that, that was college, that was school, that was sitting outside in the school, just blazing.
I was thinking about that earlier. I mean, they didn't have their shit together, and they didn't really care. It was ridiculous.
It was.
Those corridors were smashed, no? In terms of battered. Reaches.
Everything, yeah, all those bits. And all the benches had reaches on them as well, and...
Carved in as well.
I think we just missed it in Richmond College. Apparently, there was a couple of walls that used to get painted there regularly. Like they were allowed to paint them. I think
I heard that.
I might even have a picture of it. I'll put it up here if I can find it. But I think just as we turned up, they stopped doing that, man. But
do you remember, Buds, when we went to... We got jacked outside Heatham, in the grounds of Heatham House. For like a bit of pox. Yeah, we were so fuming.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because we'd gone all the way there to Billet, and we knew this nice place we could have a reach. And fucking we got jacked by like four or five lads. Yeah,
no, it was those guys from White City.
Was it?
And yeah, for the most part it was calm. Absolutely. But yeah, that they got me a couple of times.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it did happen every now and again. And then you'd get like outsiders coming through anyway and meeting up after college sometimes. You had to be wary around Twickenham and shit, you know. Mm. Or in the...
But how... List off some writers that went there. We did it a little bit.
I mean...
Did Vizzo go there, Bud?
Vizzo?
Did he?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, pretty sure.
One of the only times I met him was at Richmond College. And he was like, yo, is Spo coming? Is Spo coming? I was like, nah, man, don't worry, relax. I just vividly remember that.
You were already into graph before then, though.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember. Remember when we met and I think you thought I was a bit of a twat when we met. That's what I heard. Because I was mouthing off about, oh, I know this guy, I know that guy, I've done this. He was like, oh, but he's a twat.
So you guys met at Richmond College. You guys met at Richmond.
Because we hadn't met.
What school did you go to?
Grey Court.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I went to Grey Court.
He went to that as well. He's like raised in that graph. Yeah.
That was it. Enough. So we had, all right, well, we'll
start with that. Went to Grey Court.
No, you did. That's it. I mean, I wasn't, to be honest, I'm not 100% sure like which writers from Richmond College, but obviously Grey Court, you had GFS and then you had my old crew, which was FUK, maybe getting into that one later, then FLS/SB year below. So you had all those crews, all basically copying GFS, you know, obviously Vizzo, Obey, Vega, off Funk. Yeah, he was older, but yeah.
From my understanding, which I don't know, and maybe you guys can't corroborate this, but Funk is like from Greycore and the GFS and all that. My understanding was Funk was at the top of the totem pole.
Yeah, all goes back.
That's what I.
Yeah, that's the rumor.
I think so. Yeah, he was. So I barely ever saw him. He was like a legendary character. But yeah, he was Funk, GFS, URS.
Yeah.
Fair play to that guy.
Fuck me.
We got Funk. Yeah,
salute he's sick. Him, man.
But did you say all the rest of them went there as well? Like Obey and
all of them.
Yeah, Kin.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
And then there was SB and FLS in the year below.
But I remember even going a couple of times to Grey Court. We were hanging outside Grey Court a couple of times because I had quite a few mates who went there. Even MC Riddler went there. I don't know if you remember.
He was
a couple of years older. But yeah. I knew his cousin, Roosbe. Yeah.
That's it.
So we went to Grey Court. And he even started a crew. I remember Riddler started. This is MC Riddler, the drum and bass MC. That's what he's famous for. But back in the day, he used to come out writing with us a bit. And he was a bit older than us. So we used to go. He used to take us to the raves and stuff and Bagley's and shit. But he started a crew called In Full Control, IFC.
That's it.
Do you remember that?
That is it. You know, I think it was the story I heard that it was someone else's crew and then he tried to take it over and he didn't like it.
That rings a bell. That fucking rings a bell. I'm not
that
even
reminded
kidding.
Me. Yeah.
My memory is
someone
terrible.
Someone else created that crew and then
you
they
don't
got
know
pissed
who?
Off.
Do you know who?
I don't know if I'm going to say. I don't want to say.
Say it and I'll bleep it out. I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure, well, because I could be wrong as well. This is the thing. I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure it was... You know, when they were all doing the tags at school and you can that's him coming up with that crew. But
because when you mentioned that rings a fucking bell that there was some other IFC and there was like a bit of a B, but they couldn't say nothing to Riddler because Riddler was making a name in the drum and bass scene and shit. And he just kind of went, fuck off, I'm doing it now. And then, oh my God, that's a mad memory. I forgot about that.
And there was obviously another crew, was it the other older guys was BSE.
Bloodshot Eyes. They did the Grundy a lot, and Richmond, all that district line down there, all around there, man. Yeah, BSE with A Key as well.
Wait, what were those reaches? You said Tame.
Tame and Stain. Or Stan, he started. But yeah, they were sick. I mean, looking at their stuff, because I was growing up around Kingston, so looking at their stuff was,
banging. Man.
And that area there back then was all like from Richmond, Strawberry Hill, Teddington, Twickenham. It was all battered with graff because of them. Look, basically because of that fucking school.
There was a lot going around.
It was battered around there. And there's all, and then before that, there was all like Don and Coochie 32 and Imaze and all that. They were smashed at Rem Met.
This is all like around southwest, like Ham and Sheen and Kingston and all them areas.
Some random places. But Ham was like
it was always like Richmond because you had to go Richmond first to get to anyone.
Yeah.
Go Richmond on the district line, see the graph on there, and then go to like get that other train, the yellow BR, to go to.
Or the 65 bus. I used to get 65 from Ealing all the way down there through Richmond to Kingston. Yeah, man. So Buds,
you got into graph.
What was your first tag? Was it Buds?
No, I had a couple.
Yeah?
I had a couple. I used to have, what was it? Oh, I can't remember now. I had a couple. I had Cuffs. I had Astro Solo before I found out there was someone else who wrote that.
Yes.
But I used to try out a couple of things, you know, most people do. Right. But you know who I met? I met today, Sky High. Because I was at Leek Street doing this memorial piece for Richie C. So RIP Richie C, one of our old friends that was 10 years ago. He passed away. He was a guy from Orleans, but hilarious guy. I was down doing a piece for him and I met Sky High. And he told me, I don't know, he remembers me somehow. Anyway, we're friends. He was telling me about, apparently I gave the tag Astro to someone else. I was like, okay.
Sick.
Didn't really think that mattered. But anyway, no, it's cool. There's a guy I couldn't remember, but it's good. I know.
You gave it away.
I gave it to someone else. It was sick to meet him.
I remember you did. I remember seeing Astro Outlines of yours.
Yeah. It was all right. I mean,
Buds has always been sick with the sketchbook as well.
Yeah.
Sent some photos in. We'll have a look at them in the set. Just them old school. Because that's what I remember you. I remember going, just writing with Cheap. All the time, and maybe like Sammy, like a little bit, but he was just doing like burners in sketchbooks for the time. Do you know what I mean? He wasn't doing graph. That's like the graph that I saw, apart from like Maddie, obviously, and that. But it wasn't like, and then bang, when I went there to Richard College, and I sat next to you on that first day, I was like, Bosh, this is the geezer you're sitting next to. That's like how our friendship happened. Just sat
there. Yeah, you didn't hate me for long. I think we were friends after a week or something. As soon as we got a draw, I was like,
You got a draw, you were a sick MC, and I was like, and he does graph, and he's like, much better than me. And I'm like, oh shit, I'm on an art course. Like, there's going to be heads like this here who are like
doing
sick.
Art. Yeah.
Sick at, like, you know, even just technical drawing. I was like, oh, hey, wait. Sick, wild style outlines. I'm sure I've got one.
Anyway, this will be fun because apparently Sky High, my new friend, he sent me, he says he sent it to me now, some pictures of my graph in the 90s, which I have never seen.
Oh,
so
shit.
I'm hyped about this. No. It's mad like how that worked out. That's what he said. He sent it to me.
Oh, what, on your email?
It's not in my inbox, but it that should be. Oh, shit, it's in my inbox. Shut the
fuck up. Oh, shit. You might have to forward
this. This is an Arms House exclusive, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, just forward it to my email. Planned.
That's it. It will be. I just have to, anyway.
I got a photo sent to me from someone, and I had to say, the first thing I said to them was, when did you take that photo? Yeah. Because it was for dub that I did on my J's at Gunnersbury Station when I was like very, very shit. Very shit.
Okay.
And I'd done it on my J's in the daytime, like hiding behind these bushes. And
oh, here
he
we
said
go.
To me, I took it today. And I'm like, what the fuck's that? So basically, there's this dub there.
Oh, shit.
Look at it. Look how dog shit it is.
Hold on, Buds. I just saw you sent one as well. But let's look at this first one that Theme sent, man. That is crazy. What? But that was sent. That was done recently. So maybe the bushes got cleared away. Yeah.
Because look, if you zoom into the tunnel, me and Diet have got pieces down there, and they're still there. I can see them.
Oh yeah, very. They're very blurred.
But that on the ledge, I remember doing it in the daytime with the like district line going past there. Do you know what I mean? Occasionally getting a reach on the side and just like carrying, but shitting myself, and then I'd jump back into the car park and dust and went home.
How old is that? You think?
It's what got to be 99, 2000.
It almost looks like Fran. F-R-A-M. The E is the A,
I've
though.
Never seen it. It's one of the ones I've never seen it since I did it.
It's mad, man. That's so
and
cool.
It's like, what, 24 years old or something?
Jesus. That's wicked.
So what?
That's a cool photo.
Yeah. But Buds, what have you said through?
Look, Buds said
in the... Yes! Look at it! I got to put my...
I think that might... Theme,
he's broke his audio.
I had to put it on mute because Maddie would be upset with me. Please, look at the FLS, yeah? Which one are you looking at, Maddie? The first one, yeah?
First one.
At the FLS in the S. Look how S, that S there is the FLS S.
Wait, hold on. There's no FLS in the S.
Oh, no, he means the style.
I mean the style of it.
Oh, the FLS of the S.
That
yeah.
is the grey core S, bruv. That is there, bruv.
And like the serifs on the B. That is giving me mad jokes, man. Like the top bit of the B, like it's straight. And the rest is like curving round. I like it.
Yo, when was this?
So let's look at them one at a time. So we saw that first one. This next one with, what is it? Kano, yeah?
Kano, bro.
Yeah, that is the one. That was, Kano, that's like, that's a rooftop.
Well, yeah.
You can call it a rooftop.
Yeah, mate, jokes. That is a banging read. This is unbelievable that these have come through on the fucking pod.
Let's have a look. Let's have a look.
These are proper nostalgia photos, man.
Who have you put up there?
That S. I think I was trying to rip off.
It says 96.
That's 96. Yeah, 96. I think I was trying to rip off Cons with that S. But yeah, it says Buds FUK. Mm. Yeah.
Nice. Big up Kano as well, man. I remember that dude.
That guy was crazy.
Disappeared for a while and then came back with a completely different style, which was actually decent. And then he battered it again with that style as well.
Mm.
Do you remember?
Yeah, that guy. Well, because he sort of got in with the TV guys, you know, TV, Char, and all of those lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, they Char, Take. Anyway, there was a lot
Irie.
Of
Irie was Char, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think that was his crew. But yeah, he got in with him, and then he's just like started become like a proper hot bod, you know. he was doing all this mad shit. Yeah.
The next one, though,
a lot of trades.
The Astro above the Aiki.
Mm.
That looks like the Grundy. No, it's not the Grundy now. Where the
fuck? No, I think that's Heaven House.
That's
Heaven House, yeah. I have no memory of that happening.
That's all right, though. I like that.
Well, isn't this brilliant for you tonight, right now?
Hey,
you didn't know this was going to happen.
Big up Sky High, man. Yeah.
Wait, big up Sky High. What a fucking coincidence, bruv. And, and you don't even remember or recognize the Astro, no?
Nah. No memories of that. Because, yeah, that's Heaven House. But that was on one of the things. Yeah, I actually wrote a short list of stuff for about Richmond College, and Heaven House was one of them. Yeah.
Yeah, man, Heaven House. And do you remember the guy with the long hair? The guy with the long hair.
Yeah.
Who used to work at Heaven House. He was such a nice, lovely bloke, but he used to get so wound up because it was a listed building. People used to tag on the listed building. You had to grind it off. Do you remember his name or nah?
Nah.
Okay, if you go in there now, they've got one of the Vizzo things.
Like on the inside.
They've put it in a cupboard or something. Yeah, inside.
Yeah.
But I remember that eight dub.
Yeah.
I remember the pink skis, and I remember that, and I remember thinking it's all right. And then I haven't seen it for ages.
Hmm. Yeah.
Oh, hello.
So this one, someone I haven't chatted to in fucking years. He used to write Noise back in the day. He was a West London dude. He came up he used to paint with Frears and Ban, and I think even with Fume. He knew Fume and all them lot. He did quite a few funky bits back in the day, and he sent me this picture of since we're going through old photos, man.
No, don't tell me that he used to write Iraq.
No. Frez used to write Iraq.
Yeah. Oh, don't tell me that. I said it. You remember that reach I kept on? I've mentioned two or three times. It's outside, it's like a faded Iran reach.
Yeah.
It's not even him, bruv. I just thought I've got Iran and Iraq mixed up. And I took a photo of it earlier this week and just pinged it to him. Didn't say anything. Just pinged it to him thinking, he's going to like that.
Oh, right. Yeah.
He looked at it and just thought, what the fuck is this?
You're getting your Irans and Iraqs muddled up, bruv. Actually, yeah, I've got an old...
white boy.
I've got an old Iraq. He sent me an Iraq thing as well. I might as well send it now since we're here. If I can find it. Fuck.
It's quite nice though, Maddie. How old is that?
I think maybe 99.
Okay.
I think maybe 98, but I reckon probably more like 99 because I kind of went in with a little bit of the fill and schemed it up a bit. I mean, I think that's
You're doing all right, Maddie, for old 90s photos.
Eleanor Wilkinson. Okay. The letters are a bit meh, but...
But, Buds, are you well happy about these ones? Have you not seen them? These are like brilliant.
I'm happy about
them,
man. Yeah, I'm happy about them. Yeah. Well, I'm happy to have them. Put
exactly.
it that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There you go. I just pinged over in Iraq. You can even see where it is. It's under the iron bridge near where Anna Wilkinson is. It's with a Spo, Iraq, and Spo dubs. Not the greatest flick, but
fucking hell, man.
That's where the Free Palestine thing is under there now, that 10 Foot and them lot did, I think, if I remember correctly. Where the central line and the overground and that runs. And the is Elizabeth line now.
It on the left.
Is it Chang? I don't know. It's hard to tell. Hard to tell. Ah, the G. We're doing the graph letter game a bit later on. Oh, we got listeners' questions and everything, man. So when you guys met...
When I met Buds at Richard College, you'd already done them ones. You were doing those at the time.
Yeah, it was in Grey Court, man. Grey Court was a graph school, man.
Because one of them was 98.
No, it's 96, 96, 97.
Yeah, 96, 97.
I don't think I did much after that, to be honest.
97.
Yeah.
And then I came and suddenly it's just, you were doing like the maddest fucking graph sketches. And I thought, holy shit, someone else who does graph. Who's got those two bods? And it's got a completely different like start and an end to all of that kind of, you knew all of them. It was sick. You used to rate Sneak, I think you said.
He was part of the crew.
Rated Sneak.
So we could talk a bit about the crew I was in, which was FUK, because it's interesting that crew used to actually belong to Stefan, who was 30, Cab 32.
Oh, wow.
He was obviously a fucking amazing writer. And then because what it was is one of his brother was mates with us. So therefore He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, because he stopped writing by the time. He's like, okay, you guys take over the crew. And we're like, yeah, sick, we're going to take over this crew, F-U-K.
F-U-K, yeah. What did it stand for? What did it stand for?
Fucked up kids.
Oh, fucked up kids, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which is fine. But yeah, so that's where the crew came about. But yeah, it was all right. We had, let's say, Kano, Sneak, myself, Move. There was another guy called who wrote Sob. And there's the same funny thing is that he lived in West London. You know him, Maddie. Because I remember you, I think we used to take the piss out of him because we all lived in South London. He lived in West London. So he was always scared. Because I think you tried to, you got into a fight with him once.
Yeah, I mean.
Who, me or Maddie?
No, Maddie. Or he chased him or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it was basically, I just.
Arms House to your mum's house listeners, another story. Of Amber being a militant chief back in the day.
That's it.
Let his persona fool you, motherfuckers.
Look, I was bigger than all them lot. They were a bit younger than me, you know what I mean? But the reason why that one, I think I remember it was in Ealing Broadway. It was in the, where the fucking park outside the station. What's it fucking called? Outside the front of Ealing Broadway, the green bit?
I don't know.
Haven Green.
Haven Green, that's it, yeah. No, because Fred's.
Shot at the feds.
Frez, because I linked Sob with FLS for some reason.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know why. Oh, no, wait. I'm trying to get my fucking story straight because, man, my memory is horrific. No, because someone had dogged out a Frez and wrote Piggy over it. Yeah, and I was on the Piccadilly line. Yeah, and it was in a certain color. Obviously, they didn't put up their tags, but it was like in a reddish pink color. Which was rare to get back in those days. You know, you couldn't really get like a pinky color. It was like, you know, sought after color. And all the way along that tracks, we were trying to work out who the fuck did it. And the only thing I could see was like a FLS thing. And I think Sob was there as well. I just kind of lumped them in all together. And so we were like on a bit of a rampage with the FLS lot, basically. And I guess I must have caught up with Sob in Ealing Broadway and given him a little chase or something like that, man.
Yeah, we used to make fun of him because he used to carry weapons. Like, he used to always have a ball bag. You know what I mean? He used to carry weapons in his ball bag.
It's in case I see Amber on the way back. Oh, my God. Thank God I didn't fucking run into him again then, man. I would have got juked up or something, man. Fuck.
Yeah.
You see? That's oh, my God. It's in case I see
Amber. Militant Amber around Ealing, man. Everyone knew.
Not at all.
But man. That used to happen, right? Because it was most people from West, for some reason. No, but there was just beef there. Wasn't it? Remember there was the guy, there was a guy called Josh. I don't know. Yeah. I think you know who I'm talking about. And he went to Richmond College. I don't even know if he wrote, but he was like part of a crew and, you know.
Yeah, he didn't write. He used to write Detail, I think was his tag for a little while, but he never put it up. Like, he wasn't a writer.
But he was quite militant and in the day, right? Am I talking about the right person?
He came across as militant, but he wasn't. He was a little, like we all were pussies, man. It's just, we just kind of... did that but to people,
if you said back in the day
we were kids,
man. Anyway, I'm not talking about he was a cunt.
We 100% okay. Talk about the same person. I know,
yeah,
exactly.
Okay, it's the same person. Yeah, he used to mug people and stuff.
Yeah,
that's, you know, it,
yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, don't that's say his name again.
I never ever ever talk to you about this, how from the school that we went to, yeah, when we at Richmond College, he had a name for being a bad man.
Mm.
Yeah.
He got an out there name for being a bad man.
He got kicked out of our school. Bro, and he went to Acton.
Imagine anyone having a row with him.
No, but he used to roll with, he used to run with
some like, serious heads.
Like Rasper and stuff. But I'll tell you one thing. I mean, again, this was a long time ago when he went to, because he got kicked out of our school and went to Acton High School. And he used to get sent out there. A lot. I'm not even kidding. He used to get sent out there. You know what that means? No? When you get sent out there, the older kids in Acton, or the proper rude boys, used to take thingy, Detail. I don't want to keep saying his name because I'm going to have to keep
saying it. No, don't say it. Say it. We know you.
But they would go and get him to lash handbags. They'd like make force him to rob stuff for them. Like he took a lot of shit. And then obviously him being a kid, not being able to internalize it, he then took that out on younger kids. Yeah, you know what I mean?
He turned into a bit militant, didn't it?
So he went a bit off the rails because he was getting harassed and getting bullied and getting literally sent out there. I'm not even kidding. Like he was getting sent to rob shops and rob old women for their fucking... I'm not even kidding. He told me some horrendous shit. And I was like, fucking hell. Because he couldn't do nothing. They were going to threaten... They were threatening to stab him if he didn't do it. It was that bad. But then obviously him... But, you know, it's always the same with bullies, man. You know, you look into their life and they're getting abused somehow, you know, through someone, you know? I did it just because I was a prick. I wasn't getting abused. I was just a dickhead. It's fucked up.
But there was a moment. It was, you remember Turnham Green, you know, where the Turnham Green Tunnel, where the, all the graph, there's probably still graph there now.
Yeah, yeah. Team's got a thing there, I think, still.
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
Nice. I did that back in the day, actually. That was quite fun.
It's a great place.
It's a great spot. Yeah. I did it a couple of times,
I remember doing it with Kano and Rams TV.
Cool. Yeah.
And we were going up and we were like walking along like on the tracks like at about 7 p.m. And like it was just like, because you can be seen from the park.
Yeah, it's right there. It's up on an elevated hill bit as well.
And everyone walking along. And I remember like saying to him, oh, this is hot. And he's like, nah, this ain't hot. Anyway, that's not the story. But no, remember this guy that we're talking about. I remember he goes, because what happened anyway is that somebody, they had some graph there, the West London guys, can't remember who it was. And then someone's gone up there and written move, like dogged out all the graph and written move on it. Obviously not move, because why would you do that? But I remember one day he's just in college and we're in Glades. And he goes, Buds, come here. I'm like, yeah. And he goes, what's all this about you lot dogging out and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, I don't know, mate. That wasn't us. That was obviously someone else. This was, I think I knew who it was. But, and he goes, oh, tell move, we're going to throw him on the electric rail. I was like, all right.
We're going to hold you down. We're going to, like,
it's fine with me.
You know those old black and white movies where you tie someone down to the tracks and then the train comes? Sorry, I'm just picturing that in my head.
Poor, but, yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy time. But that was actually another move that people did back in the day. If you really wanted to paint a spot and you couldn't go, just go over it. So you'd go there the night before posing as someone else and just write someone else's tag. I remember hearing a few people do that shit, man. It's such a asshole way to do things, man.
But who wrote the move, though? Who did that? You're definitely sure it was a move.
I know who it was.
Idea.
It would have been someone who doesn't like move, basically.
It was an FLS guy. At one point, we hated each other.
Who? FUK and FLS?
Well, hated, like, is a bit strong, actually. But some of them, you know, there was like, pockets of beef.
Yeah.
Really?
That got out of hand, yeah.
Do you remember what they did to Cheat's house?
Yeah.
Did I know you then? Was that before or after?
I think so.
When he went away on holiday. And they went around his yard and like started the hose pipe through the letterbox, turned it on for like, you know, a week. And like carved reaches in the door.
Man, that's,
Fucking hell.
I think that guy, anyway.
Battered the kitchen windows with reaches. Yeah, I've spoken about him before. I speak about him on my F24. Mm-hmm. Like when you speak about him, you're like, oh, it was like Touch and them lot hated him. And then any of like the outskirts of SB, like if Touch wasn't around, hated him. And then SDF and VFL and all of that lot hated him. FLS, like fucking hated him. And they associated me with him.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a little bit towards the end of Teach not having it as well. Because if you hear Teach's F24, I think at the beginning he says he started writing Cheat. And then he turned it into Teach. It's the same letters. In the word,
almost back to front, but there was
so
also
when Cheat was getting up around filming. He talked to, so basically, that guy was just getting me in so much fucking problems and beef.
Yeah,
and I think it was because he knew he was a little bit good at graph.
He was. I mean, I do feel like I don't know what, because you guys have probably talked about this, but I do feel like he was a bit unfairly treated. To be honest, you know, a lot of that was peer pressure. If he was acting how he was acting or whatever he was doing, and then he just caught. Yeah,
I remember
he dug a hole, probably.
I remember him from school, and I remember even liking him at one point, man. I remember in our music class.
I was like best mates with him.
Yeah.
Best mates with him.
I wouldn't call myself best mates with him, but I definitely, he was one of the kids in school, because he did graph and stuff like that. Then he was just more on a level, because our school was full of fucking, you know, dweebs and nerds.
He was actually out there doing a bit of graph as well.
And I just remember that I got a vivid memory of, like, in music class, there was, I think at the end of the year, the last lesson, they said, bring in a song. Everyone in the students, bring in a song and we'll just spend the lesson just listening to everyone's song. And obviously I brought in NWA, Fuck the Police. Yeah. Just that. I was like, because it was a, you know, this, I'm talking, you know, mid-90s, you know what I mean? It was a big fucking tune, you know what I mean? And yeah, whatever. But I remember the music teacher even being pretty cool about it, saying, yeah, this is pretty, you know, provocative, but, you know, it's good shit, whatever. And I remember Cheat brought in Rage Against the Machine. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you. And I just remember going, yeah, that's sick. And I remember being well into that tune. And I remember him bringing that in. I think we all had CDs back then or something, or tapes. I can't even remember.
But yeah, maybe he did get treated a little bit unfairly. But I think he knew, like, he was, because I really knew him. And he was painting with me. And like, how fucking dog shit was I? But like, I was fucking dog shit.
I mean, yeah, we can see the dub. And, it's all right.
I look back at some of the stuff I've done. I might find a dub of me sitting next to a Chiefs dub, Buds, and I'll try and give it to Maddie and send it over. I think I've got it. That's what that was it. Crew. I saw it in one of your sketches.
Chiefs crew.
Yeah, but it, we're back to him. I reckon he kind of knew that he was better. Because like, people who were, like, there was like Touch and Nevs and Stay. And it was like the proper like Gash, like the proper forefront of the FLS. And he was probably like as good or better than all of them at that time. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And he's probably thinking that as well. Like, fucking hell. These are, but they were doing a lot more graph. Like a lot more graph.
Yeah.
Did you paint, those guys went there. Go on.
Yeah, no, I was just saying they went nuts. It was more like when we were kind of calming down in sort of 98, 99, those lot started doing trains, like a lot of trains, like FLS, and they were going with people like Nevs, people like, what's his name, Spire, and those guys, and they were on Blur. He was joining in with
Blur
with
was FLS. Good at graph.
He was good, but he started
Blur
off
was
like
good at graph.
Yeah, because he started off as like a lone wolf, you know, and then he joined in with FLS, and then Stay was getting better, and you know, and you could see the trains they were doing. But thing is, I heard the stories, and then they were doing a lot of yards, but they were getting nicked as well, like, quite a lot. and I thought, actually, I'm not really keen on that.
But they were known to be going a bit milly like that, and just as in not milly, but as in going a bit too much and getting nicked.
They're getting bored, and then
One thing that's difficult to describe now, because it's so long ago, man, and like maybe younger people who didn't live through the 90s, like it was just a lot harsher back then. Just every aspect of it was harsher. The paint was shit and harsher to use. You know, the police dealt with you a lot harsher than they do now. You know what I mean? They could get away with a lot more back then, you know? And just people's attitudes in general were just a lot harsher, and you know,
especially in a subculture like that, where it's like people are trying to protect with over masculine,
and it wasn't
protection of, we've got to do this. This is our scene now. We're smashing it.
Yeah, and
anyone
you can
who comes up underneath us definitely gets jacked, definitely gets robbed.
It was the protocol,
it was like a definite thing.
You had to do it, but
and they'd get through it as well. Yeah,
yeah, and it's like a preemptive strike. Like your first reaction is, be a dickhead to this person. You know what I mean? Because you don't want to just wait and let them be a dickhead to you. So you just go, I'm going to be a dickhead first, you know? And then maybe you'll work it out later on. That was just kind of the MO back then, man. It was a mad time. Just one more point. Back then, it wasn't such a fucking trendy, cool thing back then. You know, it was cool for us, but to the general populace, everyone hated graph back then. You know what I mean? It was a scourge of society. Actually. It was demonized. It was, and the types of graph that we've been looking at, those old Buds dubs and stuff like that, you know, that was just like grimy graph. You know what I mean? It wasn't we were doing colorful, nice pieces and shit, you know?
Unfortunately, a lot of it was like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I love
it. You had a nice one on the in a red outline on the Barons Court West Ken ledge. You had
That was probably one of my better ones, yeah.
That was a nice one.
Spot I've never done, man. I always wanted to do that ledge, man.
Yeah.
Sick.
Never.
Why I remember doing that when
I've gone up to it twice to do it, but just it never worked out in the end.
That was a sick reach, Buds. And didn't you do G the same night or something?
Thanks,
you,
90s,
I remember
90s,
you
buds.
Telling me a way into G.
Yeah, that was hilarious. That was because there was a house party, so it was unplanned. So it was a house. It was a house party, and then I turned up, and then there was who went Blink, Sneak.
Oh, wicked!
Couple of Nevs, and then you know we met up with Rule. You know Rule Ricky on the way by accident. Oh,
yeah,
Spain.
Was he was in my crew. He was in TGS. Was
yeah, and we met up with him by accident on the way. I say on the way, like on the train going that you know in that direction. And he's like, "Oh, what are you going to go and do? Yeah, oh yeah, I'll join in." So yeah, we just went and did it, and it, that was it. Yeah, it was all right, and we you know, it was a bit like some images that you guys posted. But you know, when you're in that place and you're kind of in some dusty under, you know, inside the yard, you have to go into the yard underneath it, and you're kind of like in there with a lighter, and you can see like Puzzler reaches, and you're like, yeah, this is sick. And I'm wearing like an Yves Saint Laurent. I had like a YSL coat, red and white, brand new. I had to turn it inside out, and then I went and did. Went and did the yard, and we're all like, we get in there and we're sort of, you know, just starting to paint. I was mostly just bombing it because I was unplanned. Sneak's trying to do a dub, and then after a moment, like all the fucking doors open on all the trains, all the doors open. And so we all just leg it back the other way because you've got to run a long way to get out. And then we sort of then creeping back up, and then Sneak's coming around the corner, like holding a can of chrome, like as in, you know, he's going to smack someone if they come around the corner.
Well, did he go back and finish it?
No, for whatever reason, he didn't finish it. And then we ended up like sleeping in.
Didn't you have a sick reach into one of those tunnels around there? Wasn't that you?
Oh, I think I had a couple of throw ups that you used to mention, but
yeah, going into G, no.
Yeah.
His throw-up's pretty good as well. You seen the BS throw-up? Let's have a look at some of these sketches, man, on here.
Yeah, I was just about to post one of them. This one, I think, is my favourite. This is from.
This will show the people because these sketches are around the same sort of time. And look how he was doing the sketches.
Check the one I just, yeah, I like just posted
one.
At the bottom.
I like
there.
That one.
Little pencil sketch. Funky Vicious.
So you always had a nice hand style as well, man.
You see on the top left when you just put the shadow of the word.
Yeah, you know? It's genius.
I used to do that all the time. I love that shit. Yeah, man. Was this in your sketch? Not sketchbook. What is it? Like your
That's like my book? Rhyme book, yeah.
That's my lyric book, yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking about rhymes. I mean, you found an old tune that you guys did back in the day. I can't wait to hear it. I haven't heard it yet. Should we just get into that? Yeah. Let's get into that.
Do you know that tune there? Wait, if I just remember, because I looked at the last time it was edited, Buds, and 2002.
So same year as that sketch. There we go.
Yeah. Right.
Do you want to set it up a bit more?
2002. Yeah, I was. You can tell in my bars. Don't know if you agree, BUD, to this, but. I reckon I can tell in my bars that the it was when I was coming out of trying to do jungle and quicker rapping and trying to start getting more into hip hop, but I'm kind of fucking up both sides at the same time.
I'm probably doing the same thing in the opposite way. I'm probably like,
because your verse, I'm like, yo, he's killed. He's like, he's bodied it.
Yeah. I mean, in the opposite, it's like it's not a drum and bass because I was more of a drum and bass guy. But yeah, it was a bit of fun, and we would
Is this about the round about the same time that do you remember that tune? I remember hearing it on the UK Hustlers mixtape with Skibbity and Debt, but it was on a hip hop beat, two time freestyle, ready to rock, and it was on that hip hop beat. I always loved that tune.
Yeah, but we made it in Putney,
okay,
in this geezer's house.
Bedroom.
He'd been signed to a record. He'd been signed to like a division of Sony.
Oh,
as in like in a band as a drummer though. But he made beats.
Who is he?
He
wasn't it Sam Cox? Wasn't that?
It was Sam Cox. Yeah, yeah. But he was good. You know, there was a couple more tracks I found.
He's a musician. Yeah.
There's
a
there's a couple more. And the production's good.
I done a few tunes with that French geezer that from some Caribbean island, but he spoke French.
Yeah. He's
XPM. He was quite sick.
XPM. Yeah. I only know that because I heard it late yesterday.
XPM, you remember that shit?
Yeah. Because I got the track. It's called The Pop. He's on the track and he's doing like the hook. and we're just jumping on.
It's like, oh no, we're playing that. We're playing that. I've got it. Fuck me.
It's too late.
Well, this one's called Bus It Up.
No, I think this is more fun. Like this tune's a bit of a laugh, you know, and I think I was also getting into like listening to, you know, Radio 1 and they had like Goldfinger, getting a bit into Ragga. That's why it's got a bit of a
Ragga. He had a lot of Ragga. It's got that going on
and yeah.
But so who comes in first and who's second? Or is it back and forth?
I think the hook is both of us. I think me first and then it's called Bus It Up. But for the girls, then all of a sudden we say it's like.
Wait a sec.
22 years.
Buds and feet.
Tell him what you reckon. I'm outstanding. I'm a little devotion. Was it mere catastrophes and commotion? Could it be that you think maybe that is a baby? I'm filling that alphabet potion. Can I explain my first class fast lane lyrical motion? So listening, you might be finding that when I'm rhyming, it's mesmerizing. My freestyling. Hey, that's not bad at all. So remember and don't forget that I'm cold in December and you're just wet. And you've been hurting yet to place a bet that I run a hot head like domination. We cause an obliviation. Using the tuners and navigation. Smoke door gate, iron and iron lung. And I just begun. So don't get too close or you might get stumped. I'm a lyrical tongue. Theme on the mic with a new phenomenon. Coming on strong, shooting out raps like the ammunition. Carry my spade with me so instantly I can bury my competition.
We thought if we did this live it would be like really fucking sick.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Want to get close, then you must be dreaming. Stars appealing, get my meaning. Never gonna see me leaning on the wall. Always on the ball, standing up tall. Never gonna fall, I got the weapons at all. In a place, everybody bubble, but I mind up a waste with a deal, with a race. When I send it off my chest, it goes. Rhythm obsessed, I'm about to come fresh. Real like the man of steel. You're not the one that I mean. It's the Liverpool team, buds on the feet. Buds on the feet.
Bro.
He murdered it.
Is there another verse?
I think so, yeah.
There is a third verse, yeah.
There should be a back and
then we go like back to back. Yeah. I know why we called it back to back, but it's not. Eight bars.
That's all right, man.
Absolutely murked it, didn't he? His verse.
You both murked it. I'm being serious. Both of you.
It's a shame.
That was very, and you can see the drum and bass influence there, of course. You know what I mean? And that beat is all right as well, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Yo, Amber, I haven't even told you.
Yeah.
Buds was like MCing.
Yeah.
You've rapped with some pretty big fucking DJs on the jungle scene, I mean. Because I remember you going, I've done like, do you know what I mean? Like, if someone gets a booking at like a uni and you go and do it there or whatever, they're like, MC'd.
And you were MC Buds?
Yeah. Well, it was more because when I went to uni, I had like residency at a couple of nights. That was in Bournemouth.
Oh, no, that's actual work. I forgot about that. I thought you'd already done it back when we was in college, but obviously not.
Which uni?
Oh, I see. Oh, no, that's a bit.
Which you were doing pirate radio. He was like a jungle MC with like a wicked double time cadence. Like fucking good. And everyone knew he was good. It was sick.
Heavy. If there's anything like maybe I can link below, you know what I mean, to a mix or something from back in the day that you really like.
Yeah, of course.
If it's on SoundCloud or Mixcloud or something, you'd have to worry about it now.
But, and it was a problem for me because I knew he was sick, and our little crew, I mean, like Sammy and that, we all knew he was sick. But I was trying to get away. I was trying to not start doing jungle. But then I'm like, raw, this geezer's like an actual sick jungle MC.
So that was always the problem, because I was doing drum and bass, and then you were always like, "Oh no, I can't do that." But obviously, you know, big up team. You came into your own, mate.
Oh yeah,
but you battered that, and then you got a residency at fucking uni, and you had bare heads come down, and you emceed for all of them.
I did, but it's not that big a deal. But it was sick though. It was quite a good scene down there, and there was, you know, that was a lot of it was student nights, to be honest. But there was some alright little nights. No, Bournemouth. Yeah,
but it was great those times, because I went to Brighton and I had friends who went to Leeds Uni, I had friends who went to Nottingham, so I used to go visit them and stuff, and just those uni scenes, especially, and the music, like, because that was, obviously it was after the drum and bass and the main wave of drum and bass, the first wave, it was like the secondary one and the garage and going into grime, it was a very exciting time for MCing and for music and for DJing, and then all the unis were like bubbling with all sorts of cool shit happening, and there was always an event. There was always a mic to jump on. There was always Dexter to rock on. And those were good times, man. Shit. But yo, we've gone for an hour now, man. And I want to play the graph letter game because we didn't do it last week. And we got a bit of graph critique to get into as well, man. Yeah, should we get into that? Let's start off with the graph letter game. This time it is the letter G, the G-Funk era. So I've only got a few, because as we said, like the G, on the WhatsApp group. Okay, maybe you want to find a charger or something, but we shouldn't take too. All right, you guys ready? First G, getting sent your way right now. Who did this letter G?
I know it.
I know this.
What am I going to say? Sorry, I can't remember how the game works.
Yeah, just shout out when you can.
You know Enigma. Who it is, Dean. It's Enigma,
Enigma, shout out Enigma. Run, girl.
Enigma.
All right, next one. Here we go. This one's a bit more tricky. You both know the guy. You don't know him personally, I don't think.
Giving away too many clues.
There you go. Boom. It's an old school team.
That's old school, man. Oh, it's got a reach next to it. Is it Goldie?
Yes, it is Goldie. Fuck, I should have cut that reach out. Yeah, shout out Goldie, man.
Yeah,
all right, a couple more to go. Who should we go with next? Yeah. Okay, let's go. Let me see if you guys know this guy. We've spoken about him on the pod a couple times. But let's see.
Send it away. There I'm sorry go. I'm so ill, lads. Fucked.
Ah, you've done all right so far.
Oh, it's Gary Stranger.
Hey,
I thought I was going to be shit. This
sort
game.
Of thing was allowed. Isn't it?
Buds is all right. Okay,
is that graph, Andy?
Yeah,
exactly. That's why we brought him up, because I was kind of saying that's kind of now not graph anymore, even though he painted it.
I didn't mean it like that. I meant it like it's a reach. Is it right? Tag.
Yeah, but it's not. You can see. Look at the intricacies of it. All right. Okay. This one here. Bang. This is more of a throw up. He's been getting about, this kid, man. I met him once or twice. I think he listens to the pod. Do you guys recognize that or nah?
I do. No,
I don't think I've seen it. I think I would recognize it if I'd seen it.
You've definitely seen it, Theme. You've definitely seen it. He's been getting out and about a bit.
Around your way.
I mean, I've seen him around West. I've seen him in East.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's a G and an E, no?
I'm not going to say anything.
It's not like...
I don't know.
All right. No, I don't know. I'm not sure. Actually a writer who writes Giza. G-E-E-Z-A. Yeah, he's...
I like that.
I'll send you the next one. Bung. Let's make this the last one for the graph letter game. Who did this?
I don't know. What's happened to you, man?
Wait, is this a trick question, this one?
Why?
Oh, right. No, it's not. No, because I thought it was Chips. It's not Chips. It's the guy
who likes the Chips. Yeah, no. But similar styles. I think they painted together a few times.
I'm not sure.
No. He came to the Graff Jam, the Almshouse Graff Jam.
He was there.
He came down with Loki.
CESA, no?
No, it is Goro, G-O-R-O-E. Goro, salute to old Goro, man.
I thought you were going to make it easy with a bit of ganja.
No. We've included ganja and grand on previous ones, man. You know what? Before we do some graph critique, we've got a listener question that shouldn't be too long to answer.
Oh, but wait. Did you paint? Did you ever paint with Blink?
Me or Buds? No,
Buds.
A bit.
Is he like out and about now? Is he in jail? Is he like? Do you reckon it's possible to get him on the fucking pod?
Yeah, it might be. I saw him years ago in the gym, and I remember. It was a few years ago, and I said like, "Oh, you still right?" And he's, "Oh no, man, I used to get it's just getting in too much trouble." Yeah, those guys had some horrific beef. Like, yeah.
Yeah,
he did a lot of graff.
Yeah.
Like a lot of graff.
Out there, dudes, man. But then they kind of
made me associate, like, testing out your can on the same panel, like, became a thing, you know what I mean, at the bottom. Like, how many colours you, like, did a little... Like, then he kind of started that. Is he just...
You reckon?
At the time, I remember thinking, why does he do that? It just, like, ruins it by just putting all these fucking splatches everywhere.
Mm.
But he did a lot of graph.
I could be completely wrong here, so forgive me if I am. But for some reason, I've got a memory later on, like, you know, Blink, when they were, them lot were all battering it, and they were getting in so much beef and so much trouble. I'd hear mad stories about stuff that would happen. But then nearer the end of Blink's, like, main run, there was a sort of redemption. I saw him painting now a few big names. Like, and it kind of appeared to me that, oh, he had now become accepted. You know what I mean?
He was an outcast
for so long. But then I just have
an
memory.
Outcast who absolutely battered it as well. Yeah.
And then he just kind of he forced his way in there. You know what I mean? If that makes sense. But I could, my memory could be fine.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. And I was going to say the same sort of thing.
But he was actually like a nice guy.
There we go. Yeah. I only met him a couple of times. I don't think I like hung out with him too much.
Was I with you? Was either one of you two or Cheat on like the tracks, them fucking straight as dick tracks that go to Richmond from Cuba, like getting mad close to Richmond. You know, there's an alleyway behind Richmond Station.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Behind the District Line bit. Like almost as that close. And we just hit this kid dussing the other way in pitch black. I think it was you, Buds, because didn't Blink have curtains back in the day? And you said you could see the curtains black. But he was dusting. Yeah? Like properly Forrest Gump. And we had the side profile view because we'd like heard dusting. So we ducked in the bushes and that. And someone just said to me, oh, look, it's Blink. And there was like two other people you can hear shouting, obviously it didn't come off the platform and that, and he just fucking pinged it.
Yeah.
That was the only time I ever saw him. The only time. Never ever saw him again. I think it was you, because he said I could see his curtains like flapping about as he's like dusting like down the
track. Yo, shout out Blink, man. If he listens to this or if someone knows him, tell him we want him on the pod as a guest, man. But listen to this question quickly, man. Send in your listeners' questions, man, on the DMs or the email, almshouseteamalmshouse@gmail.com. All the links are below. Send us in a voice note question for us to answer on the pod. Here we go. Check this out.
Oi, I've got a question for you, man, yeah? Would you rather live without sex or music? Shit.
Would you rather live without sex or without music?
Actually, quite a good question.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I'd rather live without music, to be honest, man. It would be kind of fucked up.
You'd rather live without music?
I couldn't live
without sex. I thought you would have picked
music
over sex.
Well, I love them both, you know. And the thing is, if I had to...
Yeah, but you can listen to music and have a wank.
Yeah.
I did just think that, yeah. not ideal, but, you know.
Not ideal.
Yeah.
But the other one, you've got no music.
Okay, what was it?
Life.
Okay, let's say the question was music, but you've got to cut your dick off. Yeah. Or... as if you can't, like you can't have a wank, you can't have nothing. Like you're like a Ken doll down there. Yeah.
Like, or, what's it called? A eunuch.
Yeah,
you're not going to appreciate the music anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that's the thing, man. I don't know if I can live without it, but yeah, so it's a pretty bit of a mad really one. And I'm glad I don't have
over those two. I'd have to pick music if it's the rest of my life.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
If you could never listen to music again for the rest of your life, that would be an awful thing,
isn't it? What if you walk into a shop and they're playing music? Like, what the fuck are you supposed to do there?
You don't get to hear it because your ears don't work for
oh,
music.
Oh, right. Yeah, I guess.
You know what I'm saying?
Jeez.
Did you paint any BRs?
Any BRs?
Strawberry Hill.
I did. I was talking about that.
Yes.
Yeah. Strawberry Hill was good. But that was the thing. Everyone used to take the piss out of it. Because they were like, especially people like sneakers, like, because they feel like they should be painting, you know, District Line or inner city. So it's like, fucking Strawberry Hill and bullshit. You just walk in. It wasn't like, we did used to just walk in. Yeah. Sometimes someone would phone me up and like, oh, I just want to go and do it because we used to live nearby.
Yeah, and it was an easy spot to get on. Yeah.
See. And it was the old slam doors.
They also had, they also had them. Yeah. The
slam doors there, yeah.
They were banging.
All right, I'm just looking for some graph for us to critique. All right, someone sent this in.
We have, but we
can slip in a little bit of critique and then we'll pick a winner for last week's competition. And yeah, so here we go. Yeah. Boom. I just sent in on the WhatsApp.
This person has sent me. Oh my Jesus.
I'm pretty sure it says ELP. It's a green fill, pink kind of weird outline.
Green. To each other. Hang about. Is this like some sort of manipulation into us being nice?
What? Where does it say that? Oh, yeah, there we go. On the left, yeah.
Is this an AI image?
This person before.
Is this an AI image? I hope not. I don't think so.
We've seen this person before, no?
I have no recollection of it.
What's that reach in the top of the E?
P-I-W? P-I-N? P-I-W? I don't know, man. Yeah, it's absolutely horrible. Yeah, this person, they can paint a line, they can spray a line, but the letters, the fucking flow of the letters, it's like, ugh, it's kind of making me feel a bit ill, to be honest. I get the message, be nice to each other, but I'm not going to be nice to this piece. I'm sorry, you're probably a nice person, but... And it says at the top, like the musical note, so it goes, music is better than green... And then it just goes into some scribbly mess. I don't know what the rest. Oh, better than money. Music is better than money. Green. Something or other. I don't know. If you're going to write messages, make them legible, people.
But what? I mean, how? We can't even. This is so whack, we can't critique it. Like, it's not even.
Yeah, I haven't really got graph. Much.
I mean,
feedback
what's
on this.
What's the pink behind it and then in the middle of it and the.
And like, make up your mind. Like, you, what color are you outlining in?
Purple.
Yeah, you outlining yellow or pink or purple or green or what the fuck is going on there? Yeah. No shadow, no fucking things like that. Just disgusting.
And definitely, when you're this shit at graph, yeah, don't put the pound sign in your P like that. Don't put the don't do that.
They overdid the whole pound sign thing.
Stick
there.
To putting hearts in that, like you're in your E. Stick to doing that instead.
You know what I mean? Actually, no. I just that's remembered. Brilliant. I got there's someone.
Buzz can't even look at it. He sucks.
Yeah. Disgusting.
Just, like,
it's utter gash.
Disgusting. All right, I'm going to send you guys this one now.
And it's like the other end of the spectrum. That guy on the right with his ladder.
Yeah, doing a mad burner on the right.
Look at this.
So look, this is sent in by Sith, S-I-T-H, but he did an amber and theme sketch. We love an amber and theme sketch. People want to do amber theme sketch.
Look how he makes me look like a complete and utter cunt.
What about me,
like
though?
A crackheady, evil, skinny-cheeked cunt.
You should say something positive first.
Yeah, they've done two characters of me and Theme on the left and right. Obviously, Theme on the left.
A good vibe to it.
I'm on the right with the Palestine T-shirt. Love it. Free Palestine.
Yeah, but look at your eyebrows.
Yeah,
my eyebrows.
Yeah, I got big
your eyebrows. Your eyebrows are in that happy angle.
Yeah.
Look at mine, bro.
You're in
there. Aggie. Theme looks
why
like a tracker.
Why is he drawing me like that? You look in it.
I'd say the drawing of Maddie's quite good.
Yeah, it doesn't look too bad.
Yeah, that's quite
maybe
good.
The nose could have been a bit bigger, but yeah.
No, illustration-wise, it is quite good.
It's great.
That one.
Yeah.
You've got the fag hanging out the mouth, holding the spray can, giving me nice forearms there. Yeah, you know what I mean? I've been going gym.
Yeah, because of all your press-ups on the pod.
Exactly.
You've got to start doing more of them. Who is this stiff one?
Sith. S-I-T-H.
Stiff one. Stiff one, bro.
The letters are really nice. You know what I mean? Simple, clean, nice shadow on it. Nice little, like, extra shadow. Like, there's shadow on the letters, normal shadow. But then when the letters overlap, there's that light gray shadow. There's cracks running through it.
Oh, yeah.
Really neatly done.
It's tidy.
Tidy is the word.
Tidy bit of graph there.
Tidy.
Thanks very much for making me look like an absolute crackhead.
Yeah.
Still robbing people for bits of crack just to get on the mic and pay my subs at Pirate Radio Station.
You know, I just had an idea, Theme. I'm going to run it by you now. Fuck it, on the pod. Because the t-shirts, by the way, are gone now. No one can buy the Arms House t-shirts. They're all gone. Thank you for everyone who bought an Arms House t-shirt. Shout out to Yan DDS for the design, and shout out to More Superior Wear. Mike down in More Superior Wear has been super cool with during this whole thing.
Big Mike, mate.
But it's all done now. So if you didn't buy one yet, unlucky. But Theme, I was going to suggest, because I have a spare one here, maybe we do a competition for next episode. People do an Amber Theme sketch, or you can do an Amber, or you can just do a Theme, or do an Amber and Theme together. You can do characters, you can do it in color, you can do it black and white, you can do it on a wall, do it on a piece of paper. But we'll review them all next episode,
and the winner gets the t-shirt.
And the winner gets the t-shirt. What do you think?
You can do a Theme Am, isn't it? T-H-E-A-M-B.
You can do any variations, as long as there's a theme. You can even, yeah, just as long as there's a Theme in there or an Amb in there. Yeah, you, how do you think about that idea? All right, so next.
Good shout, man. Can I have a t-shirt?
Oh, man, it's too late now, man. It's off the web. I'm sure we can muster one up.
Yeah.
I'm sure. And we'll get some new t-shirts.
One. If I was going to take that green one, just give it to him.
Don't worry. We'll get you one, buds. Don't worry. But yeah, we should have some new t-shirts, hopefully, maybe in the new year, next year, or whatnot. But yo, thanks for that, Sith. And also, because Sith sent this one in and inspired the idea, I'm going to include it next week as well. So you guys, this is the level that's been set now, is this one by Sith. If you can burn that, send in a sketch, man. And or if you paint on a wall, if you paint a top to bottom Theme Amp. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
That'd be amazing if you do that.
Yeah, but don't. I don't want to encourage
for life.
Actually,
Can I show you my painting as part of the critique? Yeah,
critique it now. Yes. Let's go.
It's part of graph critique.
I just happen to have it right here.
Yeah, here's one I made earlier.
It's got some graph on it, so you can see what you think.
Oh shit! I think I saw that on your Insta. You painted it on a road sign, right?
So that's it. Yeah. Upcycled. So it says blow hard or go home, bubble bubble Theme, 90s retro graph. That's it.
The double bubble. That's, that was the game, right? There was a game called Double Bubble. Was it?
It's not quite finished, but it's a work in progress.
Yeah, looks sick.
Yeah. I might do some prints of it. I don't know. But yeah. I just like it.
What did you use to colour it in and stuff?
It's paint. But it's got Posca pen as well, but Posca's a bit limiting, so I started using paint.
What, you'd cut stencils to get it neat like that, or would you just like kind of base fill it in and then
No, I paint it, but no, it's got spray paint in the background.
Yeah. Very nice indeed.
Beautiful.
So Andrew, I wanted to show you that thing that you sent. You paint. Was it? Doesn't one of your kids do martial arts there, and you painted the whole place?
Yes, that is Buzz coming out of the 90s, evolving from the 90s of painting shitty chromes on the Tempo building in New Malden. So I did manage to get that good commission. A few commissions.
I just sent it again.
Yeah,
I just want to say them,
so thanks to those guys.
I just want to say as well, Buds, I've seen you do, you know, over the years, you've done a few commissions here and there. Like, you've kept up with the artwork side of things. It's not part of your job, is it? You've got a separate job. Right? Yeah.
I had a bit of a... Yeah, I just got back into it, you know.
Yeah,
because I did illustration, as we were talking about earlier. So I've been, always wanted to be an artist.
So yeah, I love this one.
Still trying.
And you can tell from doing people like Ryu.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is quite a tough one to do because everyone knows what they look like. And who's that Sagat?
Yeah.
But that was a classic, that one, because it was, you know, when someone finds out you can do graph, he's like, can you paint for me? Can you paint?
Yeah.
And he's a safe bloke. This is a kickboxing club. He wanted this done. But then I sort of sketched up something. It was like just mostly graph. And then with a Goku, is it Goku? The
yeah, Goku.
Dragon Ball Z guy.
Yeah,
in front of it, and then he was like, "Oh no, can I have it?" And then he comes up with this mad design. I'm like, oh, "Fucking hell!"
Yeah,
no, fair play.
Yeah.
It came out really, well. It pushed me, and I'm glad I did it. I've done a load of other stuff for him as well, so yeah, that was good.
That's wicked, man.
Did you get the classic, like, loads of free paint afterwards that you didn't use?
Exactly. That's what it's about, isn't it? So I would spend like half the money on paint and use it for.
Oh shit! Didn't we do like jobs together where we had to teach like.
That was a failure, wasn't it? We did a commission for Sony.
Yeah, but it was a classic me. Like, you were doing fine, and then you brought me in, and after the third one,
it wasn't your fault. You fucked it. You didn't. Oh no, yeah, we had one that was good because we started doing like corporate events, and we started doing things where we'd like teaching people to use spray paint and then creating live art. But we did that one for Sony. That was really funny because I think they had the expectation it was going to be like an amazing bit of artwork. They're going to put it in the office, but also everyone can join in, you know, on their corporate day out. But obviously they fucked up the painting and then it's a nightmare and we're just getting really pissed off. And I remember we had to put the logo in. I remember at the end, and then just like in the graph style, just goes, Sony. It's like, yeah, that's it. It's just finished. But no, it wasn't your fault, man. It was just, they missold it.
Yeah. But we were using that for paint.
Even for really. That was,
we were getting paint out of that.
It was good while it lasted.
And I remember like the last one just didn't go very well at all.
No.
But the whole concept of it is never going to work. You know, everyone has to get involved, but you've got to do a decent picture. And they're all just like pissed.
Some people can put it off, though. I've seen Tizer doing that sort of stuff. Like, is it? I mean, he's just next level.
If we controlled it, we were just like kids.
The thing is, from my experience of painting commissions and dealing with clients, you just got to get like everything, just you got to work everything out beforehand so there's no fuckeries, because there's so much back and forth and you don't want to finish it and then they go, oh, actually, can you do this? Like, well, I'll do it, but you got to pay me more. You know what I mean? Like, you're getting paid this much. I could talk a whole episode about painting commissions. That could be maybe a good idea, man, just because I think there's a lot of people out there who can make some money doing graph, man. You know what I mean? But listen, we've been going way too long, bud.
We haven't heard the other tune, the Dream FM. Big up Dream FM, 1994 to 1998.
Yeah.
What a pirate. 107.0 FM.
And what is this?
Even if we don't play the tune.
We're going to go out to it. We're going to go out on it.
All right, that's cool. Yeah, so I picked it. It was because it's a mixtape that I made. Well, mixtape. You know, I recorded a cassette listening to pirate radio. That's when I first started getting into it. It's from 95. Like when you're too young to go to raves, but you're just getting excited about it. The 90s fucking rocked as well. I wanted to say that. There's just so much going on. So many parties. You know, even if, you know, when you were too young to go to them, there was a lot happening. And
Did you originally have it on a cassette or something? Is that what you said?
Yeah, and then
you can hear him pressing like record and then taking his hand and presses it and shit.
And who is it DJing and MCing on it? Or
I'm actually, was it a theme? Who is it?
I don't know. I didn't know. Totally sure.
I think it's Boots Hi-Fi. You know who that is? I think it's Boots Hi-Fi on the mic. He's like a proper old school guy. He's like a career DJ. Yeah. But it was actually, I don't know if we're going to play that bit at the beginning, but it's got an advert on it. And it's like, if you've not got your tickets to Dream All Night and get down Clapham Common at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
That was so good. I love that.
I didn't put that on.
That was amazing.
All
right.
And that was banging.
That's how
you got into sort of jungle MCing and shit, was coming through like hardcore.
That's it, man. Yeah, we didn't get into that. Well, maybe another time.
There's still quite a bit of hardcore on there. Yeah.
That was the culture.
And I didn't get into the bits draw. Maddie, if I used to go to Buds, I used to sleep over there quite a lot. And he might have like his own last zoo or something. And he's like, oh, I can't sort you a zoo, you know, but you can build one out of the bits drawer.
Okay.
And like next to his bed, he had a bedside drawer, pull out the top drawer. And he built like every zoo we ever built in our lives. Yeah, like his brothers, me, him, filling these zoos, like these rank fat hash zoos. Like, oh, I'll build an L's from the bits drawer. You know what I mean? But when you would bun it, it would have that taste.
Yeah, like bits of wood.
Like, what the fuck is this taste? But it was a brilliant fucking idea. And the amount of zoot I had from the bit straw.
It's a home comfort. It's like an emergency.
I definitely had something like that. I had something like that. Where all like, you know, like when you've got plentiful weed, you're like quite frivolous with it. You'll let bits fall out. But as long as you catch them all in this thing and like, you know, and when you run out of weed, you're like, oh, I'll dig into this fucking bit. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's sick.
But the bitch drawer had like bits of baccy in it as well, so you like just mix it and like, but we'd scrape it together to like build a fat one. And then like it'd be all in there, like mix it together, put it in a risotto. Like, fucking imagine what you're smoking.
You know what? You know what I used to do, man. Like when I bought like a big pile of weed or hash, I would take a zoot out of it, wrap it in Rizla paper and put it like on the inside pocket of one of my jackets or something. And then I'd take another zoot out and like put it into this like stash box that I had down by my bed. Yeah. And then I'd take another zoot out and I'd put it wherever. And then I'd just forget about them and I'd build, you know, blaze this, you know, whatever quarter I had or a half or whatever. Mm. And then when I'm done with it, I'll be like, fuck. And then I'd be like, oh yeah. I got in my jacket fucking and I always have like zoots I'd left like as little like, things zoots around my room just for them times when you know you're just like I need a fucking zoot, man. But let me pick a winner for last week. We did history in a shoebox. Zine, someone left a comment on the last episode with panic. Salute panic ATG. I picked this comment by shoelace face 100. It says, heavy, like a 3-ton frozen lasagna with an elephant getting sturdy on top. Shout out Shoelace Face 100. Please hit us up on Instagram or on the email or the links are below and let me know where to send you this.
History in a Shoebox Zine.
This is volume one, yeah?
It's got no Buds, Amber, and theme graph in it, so I would just shred it when you get it.
But look what I got here. I got volume two of History in a Shoebox. Again, shout out Acme. Apologies to Acme. I said he was from Kent last week. He's not.
He's nowhere near Kent, you mug.
He's from Swindon. I was going to say Sweden. He's from Swindon, yeah? Big up. No, for real, apologies. I have
fucking miles away,
my
bro.
Brain gets fucked up. I can't remember. But he gave me volume two. So this is up for grabs now. If you leave a comment below this video here on YouTube, next week we will pick a winner and I will send that one to you, to the winner next week. Man, so let's go out to this Dream FM mix. I haven't heard this yet.
From when? 95.
So this is going to be a blast from the past going back in the day.
And I've just cut it at the beginning of this tune.
Yeah, man. Peace, buds. Thank you once again for joining. Let's paint a wall soon, yeah? Let's get down.
He's done G more times than you, bruv.
Podcast.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Arms House to your mum's house.
Yeah. And what an amazing touch those photos come through. Big up Sky High, man. Yo, shit.
Shout out, man. And big up Noise as well for sending me that flick.
That's amazing timing, bruv.
Peace.
That's amazing. Yes, we're back. We can make some blend. Back to Rapid Credit Friend.
Outside for the taxi, alongside Tony Miles in the place. There's MCs
in the background. This isn't from 11:35.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's this bit. I used to love this bit.
And the phone line crew absolutely love it.
The phone line absolutely love it.
Outside the side. Outside the bash.
Old time.
Old time with the Mayor of El Massive. Bringing out all the Cubans crew. Old time the Milk. Oh, 0831582275.
Man, don't bring your lawyer, man. Bring your gat or bring your click, man. Straight up, so it's a big difference. Yeah.